Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Alice Wirtz. Since vaccinations were developed to address COVID-19, many concerns have developed as to the potential risks for vaccinated pregnant women. But recent research from UCSF found COVID vaccines are not associated with abnormal development in young children. Our guest today is Dr. Eleni Jaswa. She is a OBGYN and reproductive medical researcher, as well as a fertility specialist at UCSF. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Jaswa.
Thanks so much for having me, Alice.
So can you tell us, what were some of the concerns about getting vaccinated for pregnant women way back when the vaccinations were first developed, when it came to COVID?
Such a good question. The biggest limitation was that in these initial huge randomized trials assessing the safety and efficacy of the vaccines, pregnant individuals were excluded. So we didn't have a lot of information to go on as a medical community regarding the introduction of a novel vaccine to people who were pregnant and the babies that resulted from these pregnancies. And so, you know, there was a lack of information. And even though medical societies early on were able to suggest and show with some evidence that they were safe, a lot of misinformation about potential risks.
Yeah, so what did tell us about your research a little bit, and what did it discover?
Great, so what we did was we followed thousands of pregnant individuals during the pandemic and compared how their babies developed, comparing those who got vaccinated during pregnancy and those who did not. So the comparison is, was a baby in their mom's uterus exposed to this new novel vaccine? What we found in a nutshell was up to 18 months, the developmental trajectories were totally on track, irregardless of whether or not their moms were vaccinated during pregnancy.
Wow. So what needs to be continued to be studied from where your perspective stands?
Yeah, well, just as a consequence of the temporal nature of this thing being so new, these babies are now turning 2, some up to 3. We really need to continue to track the development and other outcomes, because we know as far as nature nurture goes, nurture really begins in utero. So we want to make sure that what we're doing to protect our pregnant mothers also is meaningfully helpful and not harmful for the babies that emerge from those pregnancies over time.
What's your takeaway for folks who are pregnant or become pregnant with regards to being COVID safe?
Great question. I think that as far as this study goes, we have a lot of reassurance against misinformation about vaccines and brain development in babies and children to show us that truly, at least up to 18 months of age, getting vaccinated during pregnancy is not harmful for those babies' development.
What are some other things that we should know about your research and what you're finding?
I think overall, we were only able to do a study of this scale and by recruiting thousands of women from every state in the United States and Puerto Rico. And this was really a labor of love from volunteers across the community. Only by their participation, filling out questionnaires, telling us about their babies, giving us blood samples, could we really do the research required to make sure that our real-time medical recommendations as doctors are not doing harm, are in fact protecting our communities as we intend. So just to encourage everyone to continue the goodwill of participating in medical research, of allowing us to make sure we're doing the best by our communities is really important.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. What is your recommendation for, what's the best way for pregnant women to get good information about what they should do?
As always, talk to your doctor, talk to your OBGYN. These people are informed by the latest evidence and really there to help. And so I think trusting in your doctor's advice, which is grounded in the research that we're all working on together, is really important.
And are there other opportunities for this research to continue beyond just the children and the moms? Is there more? What's next?
Yeah, for sure. So we are very much intending to continue allowing proper funding to continue to follow these children as they develop, to better understand long-term implications in a variety of contexts, look at how infection affects things, and also just participate as a global research community and chipping away at every piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. Knowing what we know now, what does it do to when the next COVID comes along?
Well, I think it helps that we have at least invented a machinery to gather real-time information from volunteering participants in like a citizen science kind of format, so we don't have to continue to reinvent the wheel. I think the methodology can be rolled out at COVID version 2.0 or whatever is around the corner in the future to better understand what kind of questions may emerge, what kind of interventions might we be facing, and when to include pregnant individuals in some of the groundbreaking research studies is also important not to overlook.
Yeah. Are there any other recommendations that you have for pregnant women and people who you know, it may be their first pregnancy? What are some good takeaways to be mindful of as you prepare for pregnancy or as you become pregnant?
For sure. I think pregnancy is such a unique time in an individual's life. And medically, it can be anxiety provoking in the face of a new virus and new vaccines, especially in the context of such a variety of information out there. So to try best you can to really lean on reliable resources of medical information. There's a lot of misinformation and disinformation out there that can only add to the stressors of a pregnancy and the complicated nature of decisions people have to make with regards to personal safety, potential unknown harms to baby. It's a complex decision timeframe. So I think asking your doctors, relying on reliable online medical information from hospitals and clinics and research, and trying not to go too much down the rabbit hole, but ask for help from reputable sources when you need it, because it's out there and people
Excellent. Care. Well, that's really good information from you, Dr. Jaswa. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for your interest in our research, and we're so excited to be able to share it with
Absolutely. Yeah. Keep up your great work. Our guest today has been Dr. Eleni Jaswa. She's an OBGYN and reproductive medical researcher. She's also a fertility specialist at UCSF. You've been tuning in to As Prescribed. I'm Alice Wirtz.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.